As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. U.S. stock index futures lower this morning. Let's go to the first word breaking news desk for today's morning call. And here's Bill Maloney. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Karen. U.S. futures have pared some of their losses since the last time we spoke. Dow futures now lower by 69 points. S&P futures dropped 10. And NASDAQ futures fall 25. The U.S. 10 yield at 1.85%. And crude futures turn higher, now up 0.5%. Main European markets have paired or reversed their losses. Italy gains 0.3%. After the bell last night, Shake Shack expects same-store sales to rise 2.5% to 3% in 2016. Shares down 8% pre-market. And Urban Outfitters EPS topped highest estimates. Shares up 9% pre-market. Regarding earnings this morning, Dick's Sporting 2017 EPS view, missed estimates. In other news, Goldman Sachs warned the commodities rally is premature, and Qualcomm boosted its dividend. Finally, some of your key Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. BMO cut to neutral at Credit Suisse. Boston Beer cut to underperform at CLSA. AutoNation cut to sell over at Goldman Sachs. Valspar cut the sector weight at KeyBank. Panera Bread raised to overweight at Morgan Stanley with a price target of $2.50. And Actowin cut to neutral over at SunTrust. Live from the First Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Karen?
Thanks, Bill. To hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. That's S-Q-U-A-W-K Go. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thanks so much. Bloomberg Surveillance this morning brought to you by Invesco. Have you considered all of your investment alternatives, non-traditional asset classes, and strategies may help you achieve your goals? Find out more at Invesco.com/alternatives. Michael?
Bruno Stanzia is here with us from Eurasia Group. He's the Global Oil Practice Director. And I know you want to get to natural gas, but I just have to ask a quick question because we just had a listener write in and say there was sort of a disconnect to them in what you had said about the oil companies refinancing and going to the capital markets. They're hearing nothing but oil companies in high yield, and high yield is imploding because energy companies are in trouble. So how's that working?
Yeah, no, and I think that's part of what I was alluding to before. High yield, absolutely. That's where most of these bankruptcies are residing. I mean, clearly the companies that were highly leveraged at, you know, higher costs of capital are going to have a harder time in a lower price environment. The real challenge is, if we're talking about rebalancing the market, is how volumetrically significant are the high-yield names that are having trouble right now.
So there are a lot of people who are able to refinance in investment grade.
That's correct. So if you look at where the volume, the percentage of volume production is coming from, you're talking about names like EOG, Pioneer, Devon. These are large EMPs that, if you were to sort of aggregate all of the sort of mid to larger size publicly traded EMPs, they're not having a hard time raising money. So, you know, if you're looking for bankruptcies to clean up the supply situation, you're not getting it in the names that control a significant or impactful amount of the production.
Tell me about net gas. I missed it. Mike McKee nailed it. Said one day, look at the chart of net gas. I was thunderstruck how oil's going one way and net gas is going the other way, and inflation adjusted. Basically, we've never seen this in the modern age.
Yeah. I mean, it can't catch a break. It really can't. And here's the funny thing about natural gas. We had a record number of coal plant retirements in the power sector in 2015.
Everything worked the way it was supposed to.
You know, at the end of the day, that power generation has to go somewhere now, and it's overwhelmingly going to natural gas. So you had this kick in demand in the power sector. I can only imagine where it would have gone if it were not for that, because in 2016, you see a precipitous drop in coal plant retirements. So, look, the reality is a lot of this is weather-based. I mean, look at the winter, right? We didn't have much of a winter. That really
you really ascribe it to the standard correlation to weather?
No, it's part of it. The real issue is episodic, though, and I don't think we're going to see the same situation in 2016. We had an onslaught of supply hit the market in 2015 into this year. You had a huge swath of the Marcellus Basin being tied in, meaning production was being tied in to hit market. Huge, unprecedented amount of supply that hit the market. Everyone saw it coming, right? Everyone knew. But, you know, it was really this dance between coal retirements and production hitting the market from these infrastructure tie-ins. Clearly, the weather was the balancing item.
Okay.
And that really tripped things up.
Bruno, great to have you here with news. Chevron to cut capital spending a huge 26%. They go to 17 to 22 billion, which I think is a center tendency. Let's round it to 20 billion. They did 38 billion in 2013 CapEx. 38, 35, 30, 30, and then it implodes down.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ramifications of a CapEx cut like that?
Yeah, I mean, they're huge. And
does it just show how much waste there was?
No, I don't think that there was – it shows that there was a lot of waste. I think the waste is going to come out not from the CapEx investment side but from the operating and variable cost side. There was waste there that they're rooting out. I think that – look, the Saudis in particular, I mean, they've been pretty savvy despite a lot of commentary. I think they've been pretty savvy about the signals they're looking for, CapEx certainly being one of them. You start with CapEx, and there's got to be a correlation between reduced CapEx and ultimately reduced production, which is what they're all looking for. Yes, I mean, you need to see CapEx coming off first, but it has to be followed by a commensurate amount of production decline.
The critical question is, are they cutting CapEx for the financial engineering of saving a dividend at all costs?
I think that's going to be company specific, but I think it's prudent deployment of capital. At the end of the day, they're responsible for doing one thing, taking investors' capital and deploying it in the most efficient way and generating the highest risk-averse return on capital employed. So I think that it's really centered around that sort of investor sort of push to do that.
Now, we've got a lot more things to talk about. I mean quickly to get this in, and I mean, unfortunately – quickly, the basic idea of CapEx reduction, is it to a new lower level or is it a one-off and CapEx comes back down the road?
If CEOs and C-suite level executives think that they can deploy capital for whatever IRR they think their constituents
need,
they'll do it. And right now, and this is the thing the Saudis have to be careful about and OPEC generally, is every oil and gas producer is pivoting and positioning themselves to deploy that capital that we're talking about at $50.
We got to leave. Bruno Stanziel with Eurasia Group. Brilliant. Chevron cuts capital spending. Stay with us worldwide. This is Bloomberg Surveillance.
Coming up, the With All Due Respect highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com for special offers during the Only Adventure sales event. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.